Worst Neighbor Ever, a Sworn to Loathe You prequel, written by Rachel John, narrated by Cecily White. 1. Melissa. I should have seen it coming. It was the day before my 29th birthday, and Mom unexpectedly wanted to meet up and go shoe shopping. I had told her I didn't need shoes, but she doubled down, saying that was even better. We could focus on finding her the perfect pair of summer sandals, and I wouldn't be distracted with trying on anything for myself. My mother could talk a comedian out of their last joke. She's just that good. So we went shoe shopping, bra shopping, and furniture browsing until the commissioned salespeople there gave up and wished us dead. And just when I thought she might let me go home and waste the rest of my Saturday on my own terms, she announced she needed to use the bathroom. My mother does not do public restrooms. She's developed an iron bladder to cope, but sometimes when you gotta go, you gotta go. And my house was closer. I had just bought one side of a duplex in a cute neighborhood where all the lawns were green and mowed, except for ours, and I was totally going to remedy the situation whether my deadbeat duplex neighbor ever decided to help or not. He'd been avoiding meeting me, probably because of the yard situation, and perhaps because he had something sketchy going on over there with all the cars coming and going at all hours. As I pulled up to my new house, the expanse of dull brown against the green of the other yards had me wrinkling my nose. Mom jumped out the passenger side door the second I stopped at the curb. I tossed her the keys and she ran inside like she was about to win the 50-yard dash. After turning into my carport and enjoying the quiet for a moment, I gathered up my shopping bags and went around to the front door. In her haste, Mom had left the keys in the lock. I pulled them out and tucked them in the front pocket of my jeans. Today hadn't been so bad. I had a new pair of cute sandals and a new black lace bra that managed to give me a nice lift without digging into my sides. I hadn't wanted to try it on at all, but after Mom announced to everyone in Macy's that my once white bras were gray and not quite getting the job done anymore, heading into the dressing room suddenly sounded like a great idea. I turned my door handle, preparing to deposit my bags on the end table, and instead dropped them on the floor as a dozen voices yelled, "Surprise!" I blinked, trying to make my eyes adjust to so many people with their expectant gazes on me, most of them practically strangers. Neighbors, I quickly realized.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?